Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Troubled Waters.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Japan's new prime minister visits China today. There will be lots of talk about warming relations, but one of the stickiest issues remains a territorial dispute over boundary waters and who owns the natural gas that lies beneath. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Where is the ocean boundary? That's the dispute between Japan and China. Japan says it's more toward the China side, and it wants to drill for natural gas near its version of the line. David Zweig is with the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology.
If it drills at that point, China is concerned that the gas that it will be sucking out actually lies on China's side.
In fact, each side thinks the other is pilfering, or will be. Japan and China have met 11 times on this dispute, and 11 times they have failed to cut a deal.
When there is no progress, then both sides sort of play around with each other militarily.
Which gets dangerous, he says, because both countries now have pretty good navies. It's not clear how much natural gas lies beneath the disputed waters, but any amount is critical. Japan is the world's number two leading importer of oil and gas, and China is number three. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Tourists from Asia are part of the reason these are boom times in Sin City. Casinos in Las Vegas are raking in the dough. Gambling revenues were up nearly 20% in October over the same time last year. On Wall Street Wednesday, markets closed up a bit. The Dow was up 2 to 13,551, and the NASDAQ was up 10 to 2724. Amazon.com stock zoomed up 2% for the first time ever on Wednesday on the news that it had a banner year. The online retailer said this was its best Christmas season ever. December 10th was the busiest day at the virtual store, with 62.5 items sold a second. Meanwhile, Apple's stock hit $200 a share for the first time ever on Wednesday. Must be all those iPods Santa brought for Christmas.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
New Census Bureau numbers show Nevada is still one of the fastest-growing states in the country, but housing market trouble is slowing the pace. Nevada saw an increase of about 73,000 people in the 12 months that ended July 1st. That's an increase of nearly 3%, less than the 3.5% it added the previous year. Arizona and Florida also continue to grow at a higher pace than other states. Michigan and Rhode Island were the only states to lose population. Ohio was pretty much flat. All week we've been talking to our reporters around the world about the beats they cover every day. Today, a conversation with Dan Gretsch, our America's correspondent, on the topic of immigration. He comes to us via WLRN in Miami.
This was supposed to be the year of comprehensive immigration reform, and it turned into the year of the crackdown on illegal immigrants. And when you listen to the presidential debates, the number one topic of conversation is greater enforcement at the border and an increased crackdown in the year to come of illegal immigrants in the U.S. economy.
We've had lots of talk, like you say, and lots of bravado, but has there been any indication that any of this is working?
There's been a mixed record there. One of the trends that we're seeing now is that businesses are being asked to enforce the United States' immigration laws. A great example of that was the Social Security number crackdown. What typically has happened is illegal immigrants have given false Social Security numbers and businesses kind of looked the other way and employed them. But when the Bush administration asked businesses to actually start enforcing the no matches that they're finding in the database, businesses pushed back. They said that it would be too much money and too difficult, and it would put at risk legal immigrants or legal native-born Americans who were also going to be ensnared in the crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that's happened this year is we've tightened border security. But one of the things that's interesting is that economists have found that lower apprehensions are directly tied to slowdowns in the economy. And so what really might be happening is that it's not a better border security, but a slower economy that's causing fewer immigrants to try to cross.
Dan, it seems like the government is saying, we're not so sure how we can handle this. So they're shifting the responsibility onto the businesses, which, as you say, have been complicit in all of this. A lot of winking and nodding going on. But how has this affected businesses?
Well, I think a lot of businesses are in fear. One of the loudest alarm bells is being rung by the farming industry. What increasingly is emerging is that native-born Americans simply are unwilling to do the kind of back-breaking farm work, no matter the price. If you were willing to pay people enormous amounts of money to pick crops, it would increase food prices astronomically.
Let's talk for a minute about remittances, which I guess have flattened out for Latin America for the first time in years. What does that mean?
Well, remittances are the money that immigrants send home to their families from the country that they left.
Mm-hmm.
And remittances have traditionally undergirded many of the economies, particularly in Mexico and Central America and the Caribbean, and were growing at incredible paces, 20% a year, and totaling $40 billion for the region. What happened this year is, for the first time in a decade, remittances flattened out. The reason remittances are going down is because the U.S. economy is slowing, and what that means is literally millions of poor people around the world are feeling the effects of that.
That's our Dan Gretsch in Miami with a year-end look at immigration. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.